What's up, bitches? Brandon Lynette here, your host of Listen, Bitch. Happy motherfucking Monday. Super excited that you guys made it through another week. I know you had an amazing weekend. Mine was pretty dope. It was very low key. We got to travel into Indiana to watch Shay in her indoor track, and she fucking crushed her races. So that was fun. Long drive, and I was kind of bummed because my husband had to work that day and honestly, he usually does all the driving in the relationship, and I'm here for it because I'm not a fan anymore. I don't like it. I'm tired of driving. I've been driving all my life. I'm tired of it. So I had kids, man, so I didn't have to drive anymore. So I got married too. So sometimes it's inconvenient when there isn't another driver, but we worked through it, bitch. We worked through it. So let's get to it. We're going to talk about microdosing, my favorite thing. And bitches, I finally have a link for you. I finally have a way for you to get this in your hands. And I absolutely, fully, completely trust the products. I know what's in them. They have been prayed over intentionally in all the love. And they ship from Grand Rapids every 2 weeks. Okay. That's as often as I can get to Ann Arbor and Grand Rapids to get these in your hands. So that's the deal. Make sure you are getting, my emails at brandonlynette.com because that's where you can message me to let me know. And I'll try to put a bit.ly link on there so you guys can, you could get this started. I have my hands on a lot of microdosing products, but if you want to do the hero's dose, I mean, we can set that up too. So I don't want you to feel like it has to be just a microdose. And the only thing I have to say, because there has to be a disclaimer here, obviously, I'm not a fucking doctor. Okay. I'm not a doctor. And I can't tell you that it's going to be this magical healing thing for you and all the things. I can only say that this podcast is for entertainment purposes only. And I can share some stories, but I still have to protect my ass. Okay. Wholeheartedly, I tell you the things that it has helped me with. And there's a lot of things in my life that I haven't gone to a doctor for a diagnosis. Okay. I don't need to go to a doctor to know I have attention deficit, hyper disorder, whatever the fuck it is. And A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I have it all. Okay. That's the truth. I don't have to go to a doctor. I know my brain is fucked. Okay. I'm not like other kids. I'm not like the other kids. My brain just doesn't work the same. I don't need a diagnosis, but I can tell you that I do suffer from a lot of side effects from the things that I have. Okay. On top of just like feeling the effects of a depression, feeling the effects of anxiety and all the things. So that is why I wholeheartedly believe that microdosing is the medicine of the future. I mean, they've done tons of studies for the military with guys that have PTSD, chronic anxiety, people that are suffering from depression in there. And I'm sure you've heard, stories in the news about people who are, microdosing, like you've heard the science. There are some science journals out there that have talked about this. But what is this exactly? Like, what are you talking about, Brandon? If you're new to the podcast, every Monday I talk about my microdosing. I am obsessed. It has changed my life. And I'm super excited because I finally, myself, I've been on a little hiatus. I finally get to get back into the zone this week as well for myself. And I've needed it. I've needed it. I'm not drinking and I'm recognizing like my triggers for why I was drinking. My husband decided to jump on the sober bandwagon with me. And it's weird because that it shouldn't affect me. It shouldn't affect me, but him not wanting to drink has brought up other triggers. It's a very bizarre thing, right? Because that's what we do Sunday fun day. We go have some cocktails and we hang out and we do the stuff. Like we're just in a routine. And so it was kind of a comfort for me. Every time I stop drinking, he continues and I still see him in that security zone. And that's kind of a comfort for me. So coming into this territory of unknown of like him not drinking has me feeling some kind of way like, whoa, this is more of my comfort zone, like kind of disappearing, fading out. Cause, like, what do we do now? If neither of us are doing this, like, what do we do? What's the new thing? And I could beat myself up all day for being in that position. Like, why is that even an issue, right? Why does this have to be an issue? Why is it a thing? Why is that the thing that we always did, But that's not the point of this podcast, bitch. Okay. So microdosing this week, I'm super excited because I definitely feel like I need that support. I need that support. It has helped me to be able to overcome any crazy habit, not drinking. And I usually trade one addiction for the other. Like if I'm not drinking alcohol, I'm a sugar addict, like 100%. It's like my body just can't fucking chill without substance abuse. Like one way or another, it's like addicted to toxicity. Okay. And I get that I'm working through it, but the mushrooms definitely help me. I feel like it's like a natural brain therapy. It clears out all the cobwebs, it rewires my brain circuits. And then I feel like I'm in harmony with the rest of the world. And then I've got this nagging critical voice, like the one that still even wants to come up today because I haven't microdosed, right? I didn't want to do the podcast. I'm like dragging my feet today. It's already, this is Sunday for me, okay? So it's already 6 o'clock in the evening, and I'm just telling you, I had the biggest to-do list and I didn't do it, and I beat myself up for it. Usually I could take a chill day and just be like, fuck it, I'm not gonna beat myself up. I just want to do this. But it was just a lot of nervous energy today. Just things are changing. There's a little shift going on. And I wasn't letting myself depend on that substance. So that critical nagging voice I have, I know the minute I microdose, it goes away. It's kind of fun. That's it. And it really should be, if you're going to microdose, it should be like 0.5 grams all the way up to a gram. You're gonna find your own dose. I feel like, I mean, everybody is different. Everybody's different, and it really is. It is a little bit of trial and error. I'm gonna be honest. There are times when I've microdosed and I took a little more than I really wanted to, and I did not hallucinate. I didn't see anything weird. I just felt different. And I know a couple of you that listen are like me when it comes to things like, I can't smoke marijuana. I just can't do it. I freak the fuck out. I don't feel like me. I'm just not okay with it. I don't have a great time. I can't do the gummies. I can't do any of it. And no matter how hard I try, it's the same story every time. And when I took a little more on my microdose, I kind of felt that panic of like, I'm not having a great time. So there is definitely a sweet spot. And I've learned too that different strands have different potency. So it's like every new strand you get is kind of a gamble on like, okay, I have to start over. So my suggestion to clients, if I, if I can be helpful in any way, is to start out with 0.05, 0.05 grams, just hit it, try it. And then you just go, get a little more from there. If you didn't, there's never like this huge, moment. There's not this huge moment of like, when you take a shot of tequila, 30 seconds later, you feel it, right? Like your face kind of goes numb and you just feel that, like, ooh, you're like, okay, I feel this. Same thing if you take a hit, if you're gonna smoke some weed, like your first hit, you feel it immediately. Like you feel something different. Mushrooms make me feel normal. Like that's it. That's it. I feel normal. My brain is not full of worry. I'm not freaking out. My shoulders relax. My jaw relaxes. And it's like the world slows down for me. Okay. My brain is moving so fast. It just continually needs like another rope to swing on, another tab open, another something. It just constantly is addicted to that. And once I do the mushrooms, it just stops doing that. And like the weight is off my back and I'm just calm. You're not going to trip. You're not going to feel weird. It is definitely just taking the smallest dose possible to feel good. And even dosing schedules are very different. Okay. Some people are like, do one day on, one day off. Other people use different schedules. I was kind of at like one day on, one day off, one day on, 2 days off, one day on, 3 days off. And then I just go back and forth and I rotate. Now that I know I can be committed to this regularly, I don't have to depend on anyone else except me getting in my car and doing the things. Now that I could do it regularly, I'm probably going to stick back to that, of just like one day, one day on, one day off, one day on, 2 days off, and then just go from there. Like it is just really feeling like you're in control again. and you can see and face all the things that you're dealing with. So it's not like you have PTSD and you think about these things that you're afraid of. It's not like you're not afraid anymore. But what happens is you don't become the fear, right? You can see the situation and you can see yourself there. You could see the feelings. You don't become the feelings. That is the best way I know how to describe it. So, Microdose Monday, hit me up, you guys, if you are looking to start a microdose. And if you are someone who is like, there's no way I could do this microdosing stuff, mushrooms are the devil and all the things, because I hear it from. I hear it. It's okay. I respect where you're at. Okay. So I understand if that's not your belief. I do have a product that is very comparable. And I haven't talked about this for a few weeks. It's called my me product. It's a mental essentials. It's nootropic. And I'm telling you guys, I did a study my damn self. And it is so comparable to mushrooms. Like you can't really tell a difference of between the microdosing and this product. It does the same things and it's actually got medical claims. You know, that little disclaimer I did in the beginning of this video, we've got Canadian doctors who have made medical claims with this, and they can. The state of or the state, Canada Health is behind them on these medical claims. They have backed it up, they've proven it. So it helps with your anxiety, it helps with your depression, it helps with your anxiousness, it helps with your mood swings, it helps with everything. It brings you back to normal and kind of helps your brain to not feel clouded. And, you know, just all over the place. So, definitely a dream product. It's called Me. So, you can email me for either of those at brandonlynette.com or hit me up on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. I am on TikTok, but I don't know if I get messages there. I haven't checked them for a while. So, I don't know if that's a good place to reach out, but definitely my emails. And you could hit me up on Facebook too. You could just talk about the Me product or ask me for the link if you want to get a bundle for microdosing. We could talk about the options you have for like how long you want to go and all the things, okay? So let's get into it, bitches. It is Monday, so you know I'm a little manic and we're just going to talk about all the things. And I think today we're going to talk. I always tell you bitches to get out of your comfort zone. Like I say it to everybody. I'm like, you can't just stay in your comfort zone. But that's a scary thing because I make people feel like they have to stand outside naked, yodeling, in front of the entire world, right? Like it's like I'm pushing people off the edge. And I just want to make it clear that we can expand our comfort zone rather than blow it up completely. Okay. Because if we're just talking about leaving your comfort zone, that's focusing too much on an outcome rather than, you know, if you can envision expanding your comfort zone, this is where you get motivated, inspire yourself in a way that honors you as a whole person, where you can just see, this is where I need to be. And I want to move further to where this is something that can become comfortable. So it's kind of like tricking your brain, to be honest. But there, the reason we don't want to stay in our comfort zone, and I'm going to tell you guys, I'm guilty of this. I do this all the time. Everyone is. I don't care who you're listening to or who you're being coached by. We all get comfortable, and it's at different periods in our life. You might think, oh my God, she's doing a lot of cool new things. Well, bitch, we all become complacent even when we do new things, and we kind of just get comfortable where we are. So that's a very possible thing, is that you could be seeing people doing these things. But what's different is that they're not just jumping off the cliff, okay? They are just expanding what makes them comfortable, which means they're trying things more. And they're kind of just conditioning themselves to be comfortable in different situations. So it's really just about tricking your brain a little bit. And I mean, the comfort zone is so dangerous. It is dangerous. Like the real comfort zone. Not the person that I want you to be when it comes to an expansion, but I'm saying someone who is just closed off to the idea of any sort of change. Number one, it stops you from improving. It stops you from achieving things that you're capable of. And literally, it just makes you miserable. If you are not taking a risk, you're never really going to discover who you are. If you're not learning new things, you're not honoring your brain for what it can be. If you are not willing to expand your comfort zone, you're postponing goals that you may never, ever achieve. Staying in that comfort zone, I'm going to tell you guys, my husband even said it today. He's just stuck in a routine, right? We have a routine, and his is like, my routine is chaos. Okay. That's the routine. Chaos. Chaos is my routine. Okay. I know what I have to do, and I never do it the same way twice. I never do it the same time twice. And that works for me. Okay. That's my fucking routine. If I stepped outside my comfort zone, that would be a fucking to-do list that happened on the clock. Okay. That drives me bonkers, which is why I've never been a good employee, having to be on a clock anywhere. It even, made me nervous, like scheduling calls. Like I am being put on a clock. That's just weird for me because life is fucking crazy and it's chaotic. My husband, on the other hand, his routine is very just fucking set. Like, bitch, I know where he's at and what he does, like all hours of the day. That's the routine. Like, he just does the same thing. Same thing when he comes home. Same things when he, is home. Same thing when he wakes up. Same thing before he goes to work. Routine, routine, routine. But what happens is that, we're feeling all safe and cozy and warm in here, but then we get bored and lazy and content. That's it. You kind of become a zombie and you have no other meaning in life other than maintaining the status quo, And I see it in my husband because he gets burnt out and then he gets to this point where he doesn't feel appreciated and he gets to this point where he's not seeing light outside of where he's at because he's so in his fucking zone of routine that he doesn't see we're all here. We're all here, man. There is more to life than the routine, right? But it's not always comfortable. It's easy to stay with what we know. And it might be satisfying in this moment, but what's happening is that you are literally losing your ability to open up to yourself. You're losing your ability to share who you are with the world. And when that is gone, you don't have the ability to create anything meaningful for your life. And that hurts you and it hurts the people around you. And then it hurts the fucking world. You guys understand we are all intertwined in this beautiful fabric of life. We are all together. God literally created us so that we could be living, moving parts of this beautiful tapestry. He did that perfectly, not by accident. Not by chance, not by luck, perfect. And he did that with the expectation that you were going to wake the fuck up from the matrix. You were going to wake up and unplug and take responsibility for what the fuck is going on. That's all he wanted from you, to wake up and realize, oh my gosh, I'm a creator. I'm a creator here. I have something to share with the world. I have a light. I have a gift. I have the things. And everybody has it. Even my husband, who could be listening to this and rolling his eyes, like, what do I have to offer the world? That guy doesn't know. He's my backbone, right? Brandon Lynette would not be sitting here had it not been for the parts that he played in the fabric of the tapestry of my place in the universe. That's a big deal. And I've watched him unravel because he found some passions. Passions, plural. And it's changing his routine now. And we have some excitement. We have things to look forward to. It's changing him. But he had to get out of his comfort zone and he had to do something new. And it's been fun. We are watching nature do some crazy things in our life, literally, just like bizarre, crazy, mind-blowing things. We're like, wow, this God is amazing. God is amazing. And when it comes to nature, that's savage. It's just savage. So getting to be a part of that. Like, we are a part of something living, breathing, moving, all the things. We don't want to get lazy. And the thing is, this is what happens. Like, we're in our comfort zone. We're like, yeah, bitch, I'm comfortable. I'm safe. I'm doing all the things. And you know what the next zone is, motherfucker? I'm going to tell you it's fear. So we're going to find excuses. We're going to be affected by other people's opinions. We're going to be worried about that inner critic we have. And we're going to think we're going to disappoint people or that nobody cares, nobody wants to hear us. And we could stay there. We stay in the fear zone, we kind of tiptoe. But if you push through that fear zone, Bitch, you've got like the learning zone. That's where you learn new things. That this is the zone where I'm seeing my husband. It's great. In fact, I even, suggested today that he builds the websites for our new businesses. I don't think he's really going to do it, but it was fun to watch his face to tell him to try. It's new things, new territory. We're doing new things. But that learning zone, when you step outside of that fear, and you literally just have to see this, you guys. Like, it's just little layers, like an ozone around you. You're in this bubble, and you've got these little layers to your ozone, and you just have to see through them. I want you to literally look in the mirror and see just this layer right in front of you. That's your comfort zone. Then, right next to that is this really tiny, powerful little zone, and that's the fear zone. Take a knife and just cut through that. Because when you step through that tapestry right there, when you step through that little layer in your personal little world, you get into that learning zone, and that's where you extend that comfort zone, because you're like, oh my God, this isn't so scary. And you can kind of settle in that comfort. But if you go further, you're getting into a growth zone, because further is where you start setting the goals. Further is where you start conquering objectives. We said we wanted to do some shit, then we really did some shit. And we're growing from it. We are learning and growing and doing something new. We're expanding and we're using our brains, bitch. If you don't use your brain, you know what I mean? What is the point? And honestly, life is just so much more when you are constantly learning, when you're growing, when you're connecting, you're making dents in the universe by releasing your greatness. That's it. I don't want you to get lost in the crowd. I don't want you lost in the crowd. You are powerful. You are a creator. You were made for this. So let me ask you this, okay? Let's get to the meat and potatoes. How to easily expand your comfort zone, okay? We want to get through this. So what if I told you I would give you $1,000 to go speak in public? Would you take the offer? If I'm like, here you go, bitch. Most people recoil immediately at the idea, even though it's lucrative. So my question is, why didn't this idea appeal to you? When the very thought of certain activities evokes fear or anxiety within you, it's because they're outside your comfort zone. Public speaking is outside of a lot of people's comfort zones. I remember literally I had to have a hypnotist, and we're going to talk about hypnotizing this week too. So stay tuned for that. I think I am going to work on that for like, I don't know, maybe tomorrow. I think we're going to talk about that tomorrow. But anyway, this guy Ray, awesome guy, very intelligent, is best friends with this beautiful woman Diana, who actually is like an MC for millions of events. Like, she's just a brilliant public speaker. And I had to speak in an event that she was emceeing. Okay. And I was terrified because I never, ever, ever spoke in front of that many people ever. And I'm like, there's no way I could do this. Like, there is no way I can do this. And my anxiety was getting the best of me 100%. So I just sat down with him a little while before I went on stage, and it totally helped. It totally helped. I got tips and tricks to be able to just do the damn thing. And I did it, you guys, and I didn't die. And then I spoke at an event after that, and a few more after that. And every time I've done it, it hasn't been less scary, but it is more fun because I do get more comfortable. Like, it just takes that second of like, when I first start talking, my voice is super shaky, and then I find my power. And then I remember, like, I'm here to share something important. I'm here for them. It's not about me anymore. And I've had a lot of fun speaking. So much so that I think 2004 is going to be my comeback for it. But that's, we'll get there. That's another time. Your comfort zone is that sphere of activities that you feel comfortable with and that you can use, that you can accomplish without the negative emotions. It includes people, places, and things that can, that cause only positive thoughts within you. And I know everyone, like, our comfort zone is so important to us, right? That's our safety net for all the things. When I'm having anxiety, I think, man, I can't wait till I'm home underneath a blanket. Nobody ever has anxiety home underneath a blanket, right? Like that's where we hide from the boogeyman. Like I still do that shit. I run in, I jump under the covers. Like that's a comfort zone. But you have this comfort zone that's going to limit your capabilities and it's going to cause you to forsake your dreams and goals. In fact, your comfort zone can literally determine your personality and your potential for success. So your comfort zone is that place now, this little space where you do those everyday things. It's like your habits. And it's connected to your core values, your beliefs, what's important to you, what's your priority. I want it to spur you on to great things. Many successful people achieve their goals because they have the ability to expand their comfort zone to get what they want. So I'm not talking about leap off the mountain. I want you to just expand that zone that you're comfortable in. I want you to expand it. I want you to forget that there's a layer of fear between you and growth. I want you to forget. I want you to cut it out. I want you to make it disappear. You mentally condition yourself to be comfortable in new situations. That's how you overcome your anxiety. That's how you achieve your goals. And that's how you fulfill your dreams. How can we do that? Okay. You have to understand your mindset. Mental conditioning plays a huge role in developing your comfort zone. This means that how we form our comfort zones begins in our brain. We've already got preconceived notions of what might be comfortable and what may not be. So we designate mental guidelines to keep us in our comfort zone. You. I know. You're always like, Brandon, you're always saying this is me and I have to do the things and I have to choose and I'm responsible. I'm telling you, no one forced you into your comfort zone boundaries. That's it. You have chosen your own comfort zone boundaries. Knowing your boundaries is the first step to being able to expand them. You're going to have to disobey some of your self-imposed rules. If you want to expand your comfort zone, you have to let yourself loose from the guidelines you impose on yourself. Break the rules, bitch. We are literally leading a limitless rebellion. You hear with me? We are here to rebel against some shit. Break the rules, and this is going to allow you to seek new experiences that can bring you greater success. I want you to consider the true risk of a situation. And it's important to know what the true risks are as opposed to what you feel. Or fear, I'm using air quotes here very sarcastically, you fear may occur. Knowing the difference, this enables you to overcome your limitations. What are you really afraid of? Are you in danger here? Physical danger. I want you to challenge yourself to step outside of your comfort level. Many times we are our own worst enemy when it comes to boundaries and limitations because no one else is out there. No one's going to get you through this. No one is waking up and doing the hard shit for you. There are times when you have to push yourself to get where you want to be. In these instances, you have to meet the challenge to leave your comfort zone. The benefits are worth the effort, and you're going to know that when you try this. Just expand your comfort zone. Do one thing different tomorrow, one thing that scares you today. One thing, I'm not telling you to go get on a stage in front of 500 people and tell your life story. Do something that challenges you, something that scares you. Make a commitment. I know. Why don't you book a coaching call with me? Do that. It's so fucking terrifying. And everybody tells me every time we do it, I was so scared. I was so scared to do this. I was so scared to work with you. Do the scary thing and say, let's go, bitch. Let's go. Everybody that tries something for the first time is going to be uncomfortable. We're conditioned to fight change and to stay comfortable. We are conditioned. Our brain, it's our brain. You have to continuously remind yourself, number one, that you're safe, and number two, that it's only going to be you that pushes yourself to step outside of the box. We are co-creators. Literally, God brought us in here to be a part of this tapestry. And I'm going to be honest, most of the time it's up to us to move. But something I have learned in my relationship with him is that if I am not on my knees in connection with him, something will happen in my life to bring me there. So I just want to be honest. And this, the universe is working for you. This is all just God breathing life into everything that we're doing. And he's just a reflection of us. People that stay comfortable end up being sick because you are not in alignment with the power you were born into. You don't have to wait for some big event. Like, this is something that Joe Dispenza teaches all the time. You don't have to wait for some grand event to change your life. You don't either. You don't have to wait for some grand event. You don't have to wait to hear that you have diabetes to stop eating sugar. You don't have to wait until you're in liver failure to stop drinking. You don't have to wait till you're laying on the ground with some Narcan in your chest for overdosing on heroin. You don't have to wait until you lose the closest people in your family that you haven't talked to in years. You don't have to wait until you have a divorce to be a good husband. You don't have to wait for something big to happen to bring change into your life. Because I promise, if you're not doing things to make yourself uncomfortable, there is a piece of life that still has to continue on without you, and you will be pushed in the direction that you chose to be in the first place. You chose this. Step into your power. And I'm just saying one little thing. I want you to be patient. You're the only person that can push yourself to step outside of this little box that you're in. You've got to be aware of your self-imposed limitations, and you try the things one small step at a time. And this way, the comfort zone is just starting to expand at a gradual, comfortable pace. Your fears and anxieties start to subside as you gain those positive experiences. You just got to keep your dreams in sight. Expanding your comfort zone may be all it takes to achieve your goals. This may be the only thing you needed to live the life you dream of. But at the end of the day, the power's still on you. You still get to choose. Even if God gets to the point where he's like, huh, all right, Brandon, you're not really doing the things, girl. So we're going to just have to like kind of force this situation upon you. I still don't have to follow that, right? We still get the choice because I could just become a victim and fall inside myself. It's always going to be you. You're creating your reality with your perspective, with your reactions, with your actions, with everything you do. I promise you are wrapped in the most love. Even on those days that you feel the worst and you've beat yourself up the most, I promise you this love is overwhelming. It is all encompassing. It is everything. You are wrapped in this love and it's safe there. Carry that with you when you're stepping outside of your zone. That love is literally God's DNA pumping through your veins. That's your safe shit. That's the safety net. That is the nothing can ever hurt you because you are forever and always who you are. You are forever who you are. So I want you to push yourself. Something scary. Jump into my Facebook group. Jump into the Listen Bitch Facebook group and share it with us. Today's the day that we're going to go live and I'm going to announce a winner. I've been waiting on a box. I might just have to send it all separately. But either way, you're getting a nice little package of gifts from me. I'm drawing a winner tomorrow live in the Facebook group. Make sure you're in there. Drawing a winner for hitting 200. And we'll do another giveaway probably at like 500. So this one, you're getting a lot of cool shit plus a coaching session with me. Okay. So I'm very excited about that. I also did a giveaway and I emailed Kathy. Kathy today is the winner because she is the name I drew from Marshmallow. I want to tell you guys, okay. I do a lot of shit. Like, I just have a really full plate, okay? And most of the time, like, once the day's over, I kind of let everything go and I move on. So, when I did that podcast last week, and don't forget, bitch, I've been sober. Like, we haven't even been microdosing. This is like Brandon 100% at her core, okay? I don't get to blame the fact, like, oh my gosh, I had too many cocktails and I don't remember saying that. I totally forgot about the marshmallow giveaway. And it was because you were supposed to listen to a podcast. And I said, whoever messaged me the word marshmallow, you're going to go on a drawing for a free coaching session. So I couldn't figure out. I got 7 messages and I'm super excited because I wasn't even sure that anybody was going to catch on to that. But I'm like, why the fuck are people telling me marshmallow? I had to come into my notes to remember what the fuck I said and what I was doing. So Kathy hasn't answered me back to schedule a time, but she is the winner of the marshmallow giveaway on the podcast. I appreciate you guys. Bitch, you know the shit is free, but it's going to cost you. I want you to share this with your friends, your loved ones. Just hit the share on your socials, text it to a friend. It's really important to me to get this out to people because maybe not every day is a message for you, but I promise you, this is what I know to be true. It's that you know someone that needs to hear me that I can't get to without your help. I'll never meet them if it's not for you. Literally, I need you to introduce me to 7 of your friends, whether or not you think they'll like me, even if you have some kind of like fear of them judging you because you listen to me, I want you to step through. Maybe that could be the scary thing. Telling people to tune into Brandon Lynette. Imagine that. Having people tune into someone else that's doing something makes you uncomfortable. I get it. I get it. Do something scary. Share the podcast. Make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss an episode. This week is going to be fun. And I think tomorrow we are going to get hypnotized. We'll see, bitch. I love you. Have a great fucking day. Oh my God. Actually, tomorrow. Yes, I'm taking my cat to get neutered. So that's going to be a weird day, but I'll fill you guys in. Okay. The podcast will probably be out before I actually drop him off. So, y'all pray for Harry. Okay. Pray for Harry, RIP to his balls, because, he's getting snipped and I'm so nervous to leave him, but I'll fill you guys in. We'll talk about it Wednesday. I'll let you know how he did and all the things. And it's just terrifying. It's not a fun situation. Right. But it's a thing. We're going to do it. We're just going to do it and get home and crawl under the blanket for the rest of the day. That's the plan. All right, bitches. I love you. Have a great fucking day.